Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I did want to get to the Browns catch 22 here. And when we started talking about, we completely just stole a topic that Lima had yesterday. If you knew today, you could guarantee that Jacoby Brissett would lead you to a playoff spot. Would you want the Browns to put Jacoby back in after the way you saw Deshaun play on Sunday? And I said, no. Because, one, I don't think you're going to do anything with Jacoby in the playoffs. Because I think the only thing that really moves the needle in the playoffs, more often than not, is franchise quarterbacks. And two, I just because you could get a guarantee for Jacoby doesn't mean you're guaranteed to not make the playoffs with Deshaun Watson. At which point, if you can make the playoffs with Deshaun, I think you've got a real chance to do some damage given his talent level. And this kind of leads into what I wanted to talk about next, because you had made a comment that kind of went along this line, which is looking over the final five games of this year, What's more important to the Browns, or what should be more important to the Browns? Deshaun shaking off every single ounce of rust, or winning?
Winning, 100%. I think the Browns could go the rest of the season. Deshaun could have mediocre numbers, yet if they win games and put themselves in a position where maybe we're talking about them being in the hunt or sniffing around, And if they are, then that's all fans are going to care about. I think because the Browns beat the Texans, it made things much easier to digest When you look at the performance of Deshaun Watson. I think the same thing will happen this week against the Bengals. If the Browns just grind this win out, I don't care how Deshaun Watson plays.
I think it's a really interesting idea. What would inspire more hope for the Browns fans? Deshaun, starting this week, shakes off the rust and plays like a franchise quarterback the final five games of the season, but the Browns maybe go 3-3 and miss the playoffs? Or Deshaun plays not as bad as the Texans game, because I can't see you winning six games, but he plays poorly. He does not play up to a franchise quarterback standard, and he go to the playoffs. I honestly think the more important thing is go to the playoffs. Yeah. I'm talking about with Deshaun. Some of this is just, I just think he needs as many reps this year as he possibly can to build confidence and to build his skill level and to get back to where he needs to be. And I think the other part is, I think if you go to the playoffs in spite of Deshaun Watson, we're all going to be saying, man, can you imagine what this team can do when Deshaun starts playing like we know he's capable of? Whereas if Deshaun plays really well, but the team reverts back to who they were the 11 games with Jacoby Brissett, we're going to say, you know what? I don't think it matters how good Deshaun is, because clearly they didn't win enough with him down the stretch. I think it would lead into fears that you need to completely overhaul this roster, which I think at this point, that still should be the fear, even though they've won two straight games.
It's going to be fascinating to see how things go, because I do think Deshaun's going to continue to show rust over the next X amount of games, maybe all five games that remain. The question is, can they win in spite of him? They played inspired football. The defense, I thought, played tougher, more physical. Mm-hmm. I don't know if a punt return counts as the special teams bounce back, but I mean, they got production out of the special teams.
I think what you're just saying there is really interesting. Can the Browns beat the Bengals in spite of Deshaun Watson? Because I think you can make the case that he can play better than he did against the Texans, and the Browns still might have to win in spite of him. Like, he could take a step this week, and a step this week could be looking average, right? Average probably isn't enough from your quarterback to beat the Bengals twice in a season. You already got average a couple weeks ago to beat them once. Like, I think if Deshaun goes out there and, let's say, has an whatever the average Baker Mayfield game was, whatever that is, if he has that kind of game, I think you're still going to have to win in spite of him.
And yeah, the other thing to think about here, too, is not all the time, but there are times, you know, when you've got a really great quarterback on your team that just has a bad game, and you have to win in spite of that guy. But knowing you still have that guy, and that you have the faith that in a crucial moment he still could make the play to help you win the game. Like, how many times have we seen Rodgers have a horrendous game or Brady have a bad game? Even last night, Brady, he didn't play great in that game. With 3 minutes to go, he had two touchdowns quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Just made the plays necessary when it mattered the most. Deshaun is one of those guys, too, I think, where he could be having a bad game, but all of a sudden just have a magnificent fourth quarter or a magnificent drive when you need it most.
216-578-0092. So here is the Cleveland Browns catch 22 here. What matters more over the final five games of the season? Because this kind of harkens back to people saying that they're on to 2023 already. So what matters more for the Browns over the rest of the season? Deshaun shaking off all the rust or winning? You were on the precipice of getting a cowboy hat, and Andy Roth walked in this break and just doused me with cold water, metaphorically, by trying to not only talk you out of a cowboy hat and then saying that you made a mistake going with the mustache before football season. It's as if he did it to purposely kill me off. That's what this is. Feels targeted.
Yeah, it's not great.
Not great.
Guess what? He can't stop me.
Actually, I just realized. If Anthony Roth?
Good God.
If Andy Roth thinks that something doesn't work from a style perspective, doesn't that just tell you should do it? I mean, Andy is not known for his sartorial splendor. He's not known for being one of the most dapper human beings, but well-dressed human beings. So if he says no to it, that's effectively a vote in the yes column, right? It's like the opposite theory.
Yeah. It's like Seinfeld.
You know what? I'm back to having a great day. So when are you getting your cowboy hat? And,
tomorrow.
Okay. You and Sarah, yes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're talking $500 each. We're not doing
cheapos. No. You can get a decent Stetson for about like $150.
Come on. You're Dustin Fox. A decent Stetson, is that what we're doing here? No, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I'm not going crazy here.
And I just want to point out, because a few people have pointed out, I know your boy, Bo Bishop, has pointed this out. Peterlin was trying to rage on this idea of, you might get your butt kicked if you wear a cowboy hat in Montana. This isn't 1992.
I was going to say, it's not like the 80s.
There's more California money in Wyoming now, or wait, Montana that
yeah.
too, than there actually is people who like grew up on the ranch and, it's a Bronco busting Billy over here is going to punch like Dusty in the face.
A yuppie cowboy?
Yes, there are plenty of yuppie cowboys. If anything, you might be the yuppiest cowboy.
Yeah. And I'll wear my Louis Vuitton scarf with it.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Then you might get punched in the face.
I might get punched in the face then? Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay. You might be able to pull off the scarf as long as they don't know what Louis Vuitton is. But if you say, hey, you like my Stetson? They're like, sure do, Dusty. And you're like, cool, what about my Louis Vuitton? You won't even finish scarf. You will be punched out as you finish the word Louis Vuitton.
Man.
It's a hard life out there.
It's tough out here in these streets.
Listen, you got calluses on your hand and on your heart, but that's okay.
I got a lot of calluses on my hand.
It's God's country. It's what it is.
Tennis racket.
Tennis racket. I also wouldn't lead with that. We were just talking. We were just
guys. I've got calluses from my tennis racket.
Oh man, it looks like you got a wound over there, Tex. Yeah, look at my calluses from my tennis racket. Yeah, probably not.
Is that bull riding?
Bull riding.
I'm not riding any bulls either. I once did that at a bar on Bourbon Street. Not great, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny about those mechanical bulls is the guy that's running it just decides how big of a D he wants to be to the person riding it.
Yep.
About 10 minutes, we're going to talk Bobby Carpenter. We're going to talk a little transfer portal, a little college football. Bobby had some good thoughts on the 1,000 players who have entered the transfer portal. It feels like every 2 seconds you look at a tweet and somebody's going into the portal.
You are
portal.
You are anti. I don't say anti portal.
I'm not anti portal.
You're anti where the portal is today.
I just think it's not. I think it hurts players, and it gives players an easy out when it works for a lot, but for most it doesn't. That's my thing. I just feel bad for the kids that had a scholarship somewhere. And maybe it wasn't a perfect situation. They were third string or whatever. And they just think that they're just going to go somewhere else and the grass is going to be greener. And you may not even get another opportunity.
So you mentioned a stat earlier that I was trying to wrap my head around.
The percentage is dropping every year because there's more and more players going into the transfer portal.
But like how, because if somebody's leaving a spot that opens up. So if 1,000 players go into the portal, doesn't that mean there's 1,000 scholarships out there?
Well, Keith, you know more about the recruiting side of things than I do, but a lot of times when a school, I mean, think about this. You got JUCO kids out there. Schools are looking to take JUCO kids all the time. It's a constant revolving door. It's very similar to like, it's kind of like the NFL. I mean, every 4 years, they just rotate players through.
Yeah, I think... If you want to try and protect players with a scholarship, I'm okay with that. But I think the problem is, we heard Eddie George talk about this on SiriusXM, and where he was kind of like, it's like the college football has to step in. The problem is, every time college football has stepped in for the good, quote-unquote, of college athletes, usually that means rules and restrictions and a lot less power. That if you can find a way to help kids not make a huge mistake that kicks them out of college altogether, I'm cool with it. But this idea of just oversight for the sake of oversight, that feels like a real slippery slope, because I think college administrators have and college football executives have shown time and time again their interest is in dollars and cents, not necessarily or controlling players, not necessarily in helping players. And I think that's where maybe I pucker a little bit at that idea.
Look, it's not changing anytime soon. I just feel like we should probably at some point get some regulations on it and like have a window, or maybe, hey, you can only transfer twice or three times. I mean, dude's transferring 4 times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.